Welcome everybody. Shir number 1374. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember, Baron Tzis. Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe and Lirafu Shalema. Yehudis Chava Basli Baranina and Lirafu Shalema. Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to a malach of Machatech, measured cutting. So I just want to bring down an interesting case. The Sefer Zecha V'Shama brings down where Machatech would apply. But yet, as far as when it comes to a flimsy item, when it's a hard item, korea, tearing, doesn't apply. There could be other issues, but a flimsy item like paper, aluminum foil, plastic, we spoke about, and then we want to go through some various different examples. But a flimsy item whereby tearing would not apply, basically, but machatech, measured cutting, could apply. So it's interesting to note that the siman shin yud dalet, the different siman, but talks about ein binyan stir bekelim, a whole different subject. The machaber, the shulchan aruch, brings down in sif test again in siman shin yud dalet sif test mutal lahavkia v'lachtoich kishrei heshvud shekoshvim betole be'oif hatzaluyim. You could cut or you could tear this. Like these strings that are around these possibly roasted items or whatever the case is, or the bird that was roasted. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing now, but the point is over here to cut a string explains the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Mem Aleph. The psikas hachut mutter bedavat talish. What does that mean exactly? That when you have something attached to the ground, right, and you uproot it, if you have, let's say, something, even a weed, like a weed, a flimsy thing, or a leaf, or a weed growing out of the ground, right? So to pull that out, that we know is kaitzer, malacha minatera of kaitzer. The psikas achod, but when it's something that's already cut from the ground, it's already cut, let's say, like a string, right, a regular string that's a regular string that, let's say, on a birthday cake, for example, we'll give that example. Person has a birthday cake box, and now sometimes they have a string around it. So the whatever, there's a problem or not, we can't undo it or not, you're not allowed to, whatever the case is, I'll just cut the string. So cutting the string, taking off the string around the box, that's fine. The psikas achut mutter b'davat talish that you could do. Okay, again, we're not going to get into all the details, but the point I want to bring out now, right now, is that so that's a taka good case, that if somebody has a birthday cake, they have a string around the birthday cake, to go ahead and tear the string, or even to cut the string, you take a knife, people cut the string around the birthday cake box, right, or around the cake box, for example. I forgot to open it before Shabbos. We always try and open everything before Shabbos. I forgot, and I have the string, so to tear that string, to cut that string, would be allowed, as long as it's a regular simple string around the cake box. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down a point which we want to talk about. And there's no mechatech. There's no tearing because the melach of kareya, tearing, doesn't apply to strings, not paper, but strings, specifically strings, a chut, like a string that's detached from the ground. It's just a simple string, and I'm tearing it, right? So of them, the melach of kareya doesn't apply. Now, if it's threads, obviously, in conjunction with clothing, sewing, that's a whole different world. There's many serum involved in that. But be it as it may, ve'en boi mishum melach es mechatech. But there's no mechatech. So if I go ahead and I tear this string around the birthday cake, there's no mechatech. There's no cutting with an intention for a measured size. She'en in makbid alamid. That tells us Mishnah Berurah over there again in Siman Shin Yodalet, Zifkat and Mem Aleph, because one is not makbid on the mida. They don't have intention for the exact measurement of the string. I just want to tear the string and take it off my cake box so I could get to the cake. So that is fine. That would not be machatech, measured cutting. Okay, so in conjunction with that, I just want to read from the Sefer Zecha V'Shama how he brings it down. And here we have a case whereby it could be machatech, right? The melacha of tearing something with an intent. It would not be possibly kareya manas lasakin, tearing for a constructive purpose, whereby if you cut silver foil, you have tearing for a constructive purpose. If you cut toilet paper, tearing for a constructive purpose, right? A person cuts tablecloth, tearing for a constructive purpose. So you have the other malacha also, but we're trying to find a example whereby machatech itself would apply with the intention but would not apply to kareya. So he brings it down again on page 17 to cut a string beneficially to make an improvement. For example, let's say like a skip rope. Somebody cuts a big string, they want to make it into a jump rope. So that you can't do because that's a real makah bepatish. You're completing an item. Additionally, to cut a string to a specific measurement involves the melacha machatech, cutting something down to size. So if you take a big string and you cut it down so I could use it as a jump rope, so that would be two problems, right? That would be makah bepatish. You're making a jump rope, number one. Number two, I need a specific size because obviously when somebody jumps rope, you need a certain size, right? So that would be machatech also. String may nevertheless be cut, but then he goes further and says, again, all on page 17, Sefer Zocha Veshama, string may nevertheless be cut or torn in a non-beneficial manner. Like we said, around a birthday cake, you're tearing a string. Since to do so does not involve makah bepatish or machatech, right? I'm just tearing off the string from my birthday cake, and I have no intention for a specific size, so therefore it's not a problem of tearing, and it's also not a problem of machatech, tearing something down to size. Okay, so just a side note he brings down after that. He says, string is not subject to the melacha of kareya. It's not part of kareya tearing, although it is soft, right? And as you know, by soft items, kareya tearing could apply. He says, by string, this wouldn't apply. This is because the two malachas of toifer, sewing, and kareya, tearing, right, like you tear a piece of paper or whatever, are interdependent, and only items that can be sewn or glued together, which are forms of toifer, are subject to kareya, which was tearing. So, in other words, kareya being the opposite of toifer, really. That's right. Toifer is sewing, kareya tearing. So, that's basically the opposite. Tearing is the opposite of sewing, but sewing also sometimes entails taping two things together or gluing two things together. So just to finish off, that's how he says, the melacha of Teifer and Kareya are interdependent, they're two opposites, and only items that can be sewn or glued together, which are forms of Teifer, are subject to Kareya tearing, which is the opposite. Since string, however, is not sewn, since string, however, is not sewn, but instead is just knotted together, it is not subject to kareya, because you can't, right, you can't put it together, sort of like, and also it's not used for sewing. We're talking about string, not thread. One may therefore cut a string that is tied around the parcel, assuming the parcel is not muksa, obviously, or a birthday cake, like we gave an example, even if the parcel does not contain food or other bodily required, some other bodily required items, because then it makes it easier. But even in a case in time like that, then again, the parcel is not muksa for whatever the reason might be, something in it, the person knows, and whatever, they have it from before Shabbos, they didn't open it, they forgot, whatever. So tearing the string itself is fine because that's not kareya and that is not mechatech. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.